When Moshe Rabbeinu finally flees Mitzrayim after he kills the Mitzri and is running for his life, he ends up in the town of Yisro, in Midian, and he helps out Yisro's daughters, we all know, from the affliction of the other shepherds. And when Yisro's daughters return back home and their father asks, "Why did you come back so quickly?" they explain, "Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu Miyad Aroim, this Egyptian man came and helped us. They saved us from the hands of these shepherds who normally give us a difficult time." And the Medrash picks up on the fact that Moshe is described as an Ish Mitzri and actually makes a contrast between Moshe Rabbeinu and Noach. The Medrash explains in Bereishis Rabbah, Amar Ibrichya, Brachya Chaviv Haya Moshe Mi Noach. Moshe was more beloved than Noach. Why Noach Mish Nikra Ish Tzadik Nikra Ish HaAdama? Ava Moshe Mish Nikra Ish Mitzri Nikra Ish HaElokim. That Noach, while he was initially described as an Ish Tzadik, eventually towards the end of the story, he becomes an Ish HaAdama. He becomes a man of the ground. And therefore, describing the descent of Noach from high spiritual heights to a lower level. However, Moshe Rabbeinu goes in the opposite direction. While he's initially described as an Ish Mitzri, eventually become known as an Ish HaElokim. What exactly is the idea of the Medrash? What is it trying to convey? There are a couple approaches to the Medrash. One approach is taken by Rav Aaron Cutler. Rav Aaron Cutler explains in Mishnas Rabbi Aaron that the idea behind Moshe Rabbeinu is that he was always looking to grow. He was looking to maximize his potential. He wasn't satisfied with this idea, with this categorization as being an Ish Mitzri. And because of that, he was able to reach great spiritual heights and become an Ish HaElokim. As opposed to Noach, once he was known as an Ish Tzadik, he maybe was not as interested, not as inspired, not as ambitious in terms of his own growth. And because of that, he ends up falling to become an Ish HaAdama. However, I think there's a different approach explained by the Meshech Chachma, which is quite beautiful, which also gives us some great insight into the origins of Moshe Rabbeinu, the beginning of the story of him becoming the Moshiach Shel Yisrael, the savior of the Jewish people. The Meshech Chachma explains that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is greater than Noach is because Moshe Rabbeinu took a completely different approach when it comes to his interaction with the world around him. Noach understood that the world around him was, from a spiritual standpoint, it was in shambles. It was filled with Hamas. It was filled with immorality. And because of that, Noach took their perspective of insulating himself away from the world. And that's obviously in a physical sense and a literal sense in terms of building the Teva, but even metaphorically speaking, Noach was unable to inspire and change the minds and hearts of those who were around him. He was unable to affect other people. He was inwardly focused on his own tzidkus. But because he was inwardly focused, ironically, that led to his downfall. As opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was constantly looking to become Rabbeinu. He was looking to become a teacher and a Rebbe, even for those who were maybe not worthy, even for those who were not on the spiritual level. He was looking to elevate them and educate them in the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's able to transform himself from an Ish Mitzri to an Ish HaElokim. That the idea of taking responsibility and caring about your fellow human being and your fellow Jew does not take you away from spiritual heights. Rather, it allows you to attain and achieve those spiritual heights. I think with this Yisod of the Meshech Chachma, we could fully and truly understand the beginnings of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. At what point is Moshe Rabbeinu finally able to go on this spiritual mission? It is only once he starts to care about the plight of his brothers. Vayar b'sivlo sam, Moshe Rabbeinu sees the affliction of the Jewish people, and that's what motivates him to go and save another Jew who is being hit by another Mitzri. And it's specifically him putting himself in danger. It's specifically him not focusing on himself and not being selfish about his own stature and status. That's what allows him to achieve great heights. That is the beginning and the path of his evolution from an Ish Mitzri to an Ish HaElokim. Will you all be zocha to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu and be nosei bel chavero to look and help out everybody around us? And if we're able to do so, then whatever status we may be as being an Ish Mitzri, we too will be able to raise ourselves to the level, if we care about others, to become a true Ish HaElokim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.